Yorkshire up the Porridge.
You rang me, Lord?
My name's Michael Knowles. My name in the programme was called The Right Honourable Teddy Muldrum. Well, it was. I came from the Croft and Perry rep, as it were, and I've been in. You rang my lord? No, I was in Rangmalord. I was in Are You Being Served? And they said, would you like to do this with Donald Hewlett and myself? As the two brothers, yes. Donald and I clicked almost instantly in It Ain't Half Hot, Mum. We've been there for 8 years. And so when they asked us to be in You Rang My Lord, that was another double act. Can I tell you something about that? Because double act is what we became, but we weren't just in television. We did pantomimes, we did tours, all sorts of things. And I remember one play, we were at, Donald and I were at the Light Entertainment Christmas party, where all the people, obviously in comedians and so, comedians and so forth, and we're standing there having a drink and so forth. It was quite a smart do, you know, with a black tie, and Donald and I were standing there with some people, and suddenly Eric Morecambe walked across to us and looked at us both and said, I hate double acts, and he walked off. I was very rather nice that he did that. It was an odd way to do it, but it was very nice. I think because we all had such super casts that you can't pick anyone out. I mean, David Croft always says 80% is casting. If you've got that, you're well on the way. So I can't pick anyone out particularly because they're all very good, because they're all chosen specially by David.
Yes.
We were at Elstree, mainly, not in Television House, and mainly was in we were near Thetford and Diss and places like that in Norfolk. Always David seemed to find locations not far away from his hair, from his house, so he always had that in mind when he was filming it. Is it near my house? We had marvellous people working on the costumes and on the makeup. Mary Husband was brilliant. All the wonderful shows she brought, clothes she brought out, and particularly for me, it was outrageous, really. I could never have worn them myself, but for the character, it was fine. But one thing, I remember my wife saw something in a magazine about an old people wearing a fur coat. Of the 1920s. We got this lovely, beautiful fur coat, but unfortunately, the scenes we did it in were very hot outside in the countryside, and I was sweating, so I regretted that. Now, as to the makeup, we had to be hair dyed and so forth, and Donald and I used to have to go to rather smart hairdresser in Bond Street. And I found it rather embarrassing. We sat there among all that, and these other ordinary people were in there as well. They're putting out brown, whatever it was. Donald had lots of things in his hair. And one day, the electricity broke down there. So they say, we must go down to our other shop, further down Bond Street. So we walked down the street with towels around our head and things on, with our hair all over the place. I'd never been so humiliated, really. Donald didn't notice it, he drifted, he was like that. But after that, I said to Jill, I said, you can buy bottles of stuff to dye my hair, you know. So after that, they did it for me at Television House, that's what I call it. And it saved them a fortune, really. One particular one was for the pilot, which is the first episode of the show. And we were filming way out in somewhere near, I forget where it was, but it was a magnificent, it could be like a huge film. We had guns and ditches and smoke and smoking trees, blackened trees, just like the First World War. And I do remember I spent my part for the beginning of the process. I was to lie in a ditch with my head down and with all the bombs and things going round it. I was lying in the shell hole with my face in the water. I had my hair done in the morning, my makeup, my clothes, and I lay in this ditch for 2 days. And at the end of it, Paul had to pick me up and put me over his shoulder, and he walked and walked and walked because they pulled a joke on him. They didn't say cut when they should have. They let us walk. It was all right for me because I was being carried. But poor Paul had to carry me for about half a mile before they stopped, and they thought it was very funny. It reminds me of one I did with June Whitfield. We were up a tree about 10 foot high, and suddenly did the scene. They said, lunch! And everyone walked away and left us at the top of the tree. That's the sort of thing they do. They like those sort of thing. The next day, by going back to the lying in the ditch scene, a couple of days after they'd been shot, I said to David, after a couple of days, what are the Russians like? And he said, you know, it could have been anyone in that ditch.
How sad, my lord.